This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi all, so I'm Richie Swan and I am with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird. And together we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
So last week we asked you if you could guess this noise.
Yeah, that's better. It just doesn't get boring.
And the answer was, of course, me shaking Lola's baby milk and sticking it in a gob, and Richie saying, yeah, that's better, when she stopped kicking off.
That is, it sounds vile, doesn't it?
Can't believe I've just said my baby's name in that.
I can't believe we were all over Rock FM of a morning. Yeah, that's better.
Connor's in yours listening to this now, Connor.
I said to Connor, I went, what do you think this is? And he went, someone slapping the belly. That's like, what?
I asked Luke and he knew straight away.
Did he know straight away?
He went, that's Lola's milk.
No.
Yeah. Well, it weren't going to be know what the noise is, was it, with us? So this week, we thought we would have a little look at the secrets to banishing your bloat. So what causes bloat? And the other little tips and tricks that you can do to get rid of it or have a good go anyway.
I think it's one of them subjects, isn't it? Where we're going to give you tips and what you've got to go is really, are you bloated or were you in the chippy for your lunch?
Are you bloated?
There's a difference between build-up of gas and water retention and just you being a greedy GC.
With girls, they're like, GC.
The GC, greedy.
And I thought you meant Gemma Collins.
Yeah, the GC. I go to my clients, I go, hey, don't be the GC.
Greedy. Yeah, I think with girls as well, you use your period as a massive excuse as well. So you'll be like, binge massively, and then you say, oh my god, the bloat, everyone always goes to me, the bloat is real, oh my god, I'm so bloated, and I'm like, all right, come on.
And they've been on twice a month.
Yeah for the last 3 years.
I think I trained 20 of them. But so let's go to the beginning then. So we'll probably give, what, 5 points, isn't it? What was your first point?
Okay, so let's start by having a little look at what actually causes bloating.
The chippy.
So simply
KFC.
Put, I'm going to fuck.
No, you're not, babe. I'm gay. You're not my type and my stomach just turned.
The only thing that's turning.
That's the only thing that turned is my stomach.
All right, so simply put, that bloated feeling can be caused by 4 things. Water retention, excess gas, sensitivities, or imbalances in the gut. So understanding which of these it might be is important to help you figure out what steps to take in best to de-bloat yourself, or like what your plan of action might need to be.
I'm going to start with what I find helps if you do suffer from bloating. There's a few, so like slowing down in life and in the way you eat. So we're always on the go. We never take time to relax, do we?
No.
And I'm guilty of this. Like, we could have days where we're in work for like 13, 14 hours and we only get like the odd 15 minutes to grab something.
Yeah.
And I'll shovel food down. I'd hardly chew it and I'll just swallow. Do you know what I mean? Just to get food into
it. I mean, I'm part-time now and I still swallow and shovel food down.
You just swallow, babe.
I don't. That's what communists mess.
No, so some tips I'd say is like, put your fork down after each bite.
Like put it physically down on the table.
Put it physically down. Chew your food, enjoy it, chew it more.
And
than
that's more calories, isn't it? Picking the fork back up off the table and putting it to your girl.
Oh my god, I never, you know what? You just threw another dimension to this. So use it like a bicep curl. Put your fork down, pick it up. Make sure you chew more as well. I think sometimes we're just guilty of swallowing without actually enjoying what you're eating. And if you're always in a rush like us, maybe eat smaller meals and more often where you are able to slow down
and not
shovel it in. But Joe as well, drinking water. So Joe, if you're eating a meal and you have big gulps of water, you start filling your stomach and it slows down the digestion, so you bloat it quick. And it's if you can start just sipping your water
instead of like glugging it down,
glugging it to swallow your food, Joe.
Do you know, there used to be this girl that I went to school with I won't say her name, Lucy it was. And she used to, knocks me sick now thinking about what I say. We used to have our sandwiches in school.
She chewed to the mouth.
Even worse, she used to get the sandwich in her mouth and she'd be chewing it and she'd get a drink and drink some and still have food in her mouth when she was drinking it. And then like bits of the food would go in her drink.
Lucy. Was it Lucy?
Yeah, she's a barrister now, Lucy. Oh, so it hasn't held her back. Hey,
guilty as charged.
Oh, disgust.
Throw the book at her.
So we need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that, you know what? I'd say that's like, for me, one of my tips, I'd say just slow everything down. Take your time eating. Be conscious of not gulping. Sip your water, chew your food, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Slow down.
I think
stop
actually like chewing your food. Like, how many times do you think, like, you give it, like, two little bites and you, like, swallow it down?
Do you know what? I've got double standards, though, because I am guilty.
I know. I've just seen you inhale that biscuit.
Oh, Gemma, the producer. So, right, Harriet went and got us some lunch. She come back with these vegan... Oh, yeah, because I've gone meat-free. I've had no meat for 3.5 weeks.
Very good, babe.
Practically vegan, but my mum made apple crumble and custard. And there was no way I could say no. And we went the Odeon on the weekend, and you can't go the Odeon and not have nachos and that cheese.
Do you have nachos and cheese?
Oh, God. See, Gemma, me and Gemma have got the same taste.
Oh, no. Pick
so anyway, mixed. Harriet has just brought in these. So it's called Rawfully Good For You. And actually, I'm friends with the girl who owns this. It's a company in Liverpool. Claire. Hi, Claire. And the vegan, all raw food treats. And you, what was this one? Salted caramel bar. Oh, well, you said you didn't like it. So why are you doing that noise?
I like these ones. The hobnobs that didn't matter.
Well, I literally inhaled that. I never even chewed it. I just took one bite and swallowed. I had to do... Well, do you know what? Right, this is why, and I tell you why. So I grew up in a house with four kids. Me nan... So there was four kids, me nan, me mum, me dad. And when me mum went shopping, and she'd always get, like, do you know the big boxes you get in the shop where you put your hands in and grab them out? She'd always have them boxes.
What kind of crisp was it?
Oh, God.
Space Raiders.
Hey, babe, we're talking 30 odd years ago. I can't remember.
They only had chipsticks.
And that was to do our packed lunches all month.
Oh, yeah.
So she'd have our. But you live in a house of four kids. If you don't get in there and eat six bags at once, you're not going to get any. So you would run upstairs, right, when your mum was out, or my mum was out, and we'd sit there and eat the crisps till we were sick. Because it was like.
No,
right,
you never.
How bad's that?
Yeah, that's bad.
Isn't it?
That's like psychological, that.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, you're going to get fuck all if you don't get in there first. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't. I'm not a savory person at all. I only eat sweetie stuff. I don't eat crisps. I don't eat, like, ugh. Doesn't interest me like that. But bread doesn't really interest me either. So, one of the things that we've also talked about, well.
Is that you're a weirdo.
I know, yeah. I don't like crisps.
Right, but, let's go. What's next?
You could change if you find that when you're eating a big meal, when you're sitting down for a big meal, or like if you're dead busy, you could actually split your three main meals or two big meals or whatever way you do it into smaller ones and have like smaller portions through the day. And that way you're kind of controlling. You're still controlling how much you're eating through the day. You can still track your calories and all that, but you're not getting that thing where you go from absolutely starving to eating to the point where you feel almost sick. Mm. Because you've taken so much so fast. So it might be a good idea to like split it down into like little meals. And have picky bits through the day.
Yeah. So what's your point here, babe? What are we going to talk about?
Okay, so one thing that loads and loads of people have spoken about before, and it's kind of like all come to like a bit of a big deal now in social media world, is people talking about these like detox teas and stuff like that, and things that give you a flatter tummy and stuff. So... the premise of a lot of these is that they might contain either loads of caffeine for the one in the day. It might have a diuretic in it, which is something that would make you go to the toilet. And it can sometimes, some of them actually give you quite a dry mouth so that you will drink more and you'll simply just go for a wee more through the day. You might get an upset stomach in the morning. I know I used to take one ages ago, like years ago, and I'd have one through the day and it was so high in caffeine. I used to feel like I was having palpitations when I was in work.
God, no,
and then the nighttime one, you'd have it, go to sleep. It had something in it to help you go to sleep. It was like valerian root or something. And then in the morning, you'd wake up and you'd literally just get an upset stomach. And it wasn't de-bloating your side, because then as soon as you had something to eat or something to drink, it wasn't solving the problem of what might be causing you to get bloated. Yeah. It was just basically giving you the shits. Do you know what I mean? So if you're not addressing the actual problem and, you know, you're just kind of looking for that quick fix, it's not really going to solve itself. You better go for something that is actually so much cheaper, like peppermint tea, ginger tea, dandelion roots are apparently a really good one.
Yeah, well, I've heard of peppermint's really good for your stomach and relaxing
after your tea. Yeah. Dandelion though,
I've never had it, but
I've had a dandelion and burdock.
Oh, I've had a dandelion. I love a dandelion and burdock.
From the chippy. yeah, peppermint's something that's really good for, to help after you've had like a big massive meal, or like, you know, if you've been out or something. I always find it really good if I have pasta. I always feel like my belly feels dead heavy, probably just because of eating.
So you have a dandelion and burdock and it makes you burp.
No, but I'll have something like peppermint tea and then I can go again then for round two.
Hey, do you know what I found out? Where was we went to Moray, right, the other night on Allen Road, and we were having something to eat and we were stuffed, right?
And then Did you get the cauliflower?
No, Connor got the cauliflower. So anyway, we got to the end of the meal and I was like, oh my God, I'm bloating. She went, do you want to look at the dessert menu? And I went, oh yeah, go on then. And I was like, oh my God, how can I be that stuffed that I now want to look at the dessert menu? And I did order a dessert.
What did you get?
I got a vegan chocolate and orange tart.
Oh, well, that makes it calorie free, doesn't it, babe?
Well, no. So this waitress, she's amazing, right? She's an Australian waitress. And she just knows all the stuff. And someone's just that, like, on it. She's, like, the best waitress ever. And she went, do you know why you've always got room for dessert? And I went, why? She went, it goes back to the caveman days when you used to, like, go out to hunt and you'd be eating loads. She went, you'd have, like, you'd fill your stomach, you'd eat because you could go out hunting for days and you don't know when your next meal is. But apparently when you change the type of food to sweet, it then it tricks your brain to being able to eat more, and then you can store more. So back in your hunter-gatherer days, you'd have three, so start a main dessert, you'd have three different types of food to fill up.
Yourself.
Yeah, so, because then your brain goes, oh, this is nice, and you can take something else in and fill, and then you've got more energy to last you for longer.
But then that comes back to your point of putting your fork down between meals and eating less, not like hunter-gatherer.
And I'm not going hunting. Do you know what another reason it could be that you need to reduce your workout intensity? Now, don't use this as an excuse to go easy, have a rest day, go light. But
I think that's the most shocking one, that when you talk about bloating, actually maybe you need to
or it could just be that you're working out every day, loads, and your body's now releasing cortisol, which is making you hold water around your stomach. So maybe pay attention if it's happening frequently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take another rest day if you need to. Maybe incorporate maybe like some kind of mindfulness, like yoga. Something.
Do you know
that's
what? When I've done yoga before, I did feel like that got rid of all my bloating and that like my gut health felt a lot better. Yeah. Just like taking that little bit of a time out. Do you think it is really good?
Well, I went to a mindfulness class for this reason, to chill out, hopefully to do all that. And someone fell asleep next to me and started snoring, and I'll come out probably with more cortisol than I went in.
Did they?
I wanted to pull the pillow from under the head and go, shut up, will you?
I thought you were going to say and put it over the bed. I'm like, oh my God.
Put it over the bed.
Imagine that in mindfulness.
I never quite lost it that much. But yeah, so just listen, like be aware of your body and listen to it. See if it does happen quite a lot. And if it is, and you are working out to an extreme amount, I'd love to just be able to cry. Someone pick me up and put food in my mouth.
I know. Same, babe.
And then just lie me on the floor and change me nappy. So yeah, just pay attention if it's happening frequently. If you need to, incorporate a rest day. Remember, you might think you're doing good and you're training 3 times a day. Because we do see that sometimes we have to go, listen, slow down.
We've had clients in the past, haven't we, that used to like come to a class in the morning or come to a PT and come back and do 2 more classes in the night and think that we were going to praise them for it. And we're like,
and think that they're doing good for the body. But sometimes you're like, well, it's not healthy for your mind and your body to be doing that.
No, it becomes obsessive almost, doesn't it?
So just take a little step back, reduce the intensity, relax, do something that's going to relax your mind, chill you out.
Well, I've got some bad news for you, babe.
Oh, go on.
So what, the last point? Well, the next point, not the last point, the next point.
Go on.
It talks about eliminating bubbles from your diet. Do you know what that means?
Well, do you know what? I'll just try, the odd point, not every point.
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
It's not a one-size-fits-all, guys.
Yes, so one of the main things can be because you're having too many carbonated beverages and the carbon dioxide is the gas and it's building up in your tummy.
Oh, really?
So things like Diet Coke, which would kill me.
See, Joe, what? I don't drink any carbonated fizzy drinks other than Prosecco.
But how much Prosecco do you drink, Richard? Right?
I've reduced it loads because I keep getting really bad headaches.
Are you not drinking enough water?
So, no, it's the Prosecco gives me headaches because then if I have red wine or gin or cocktails or vodka or beer, I don't get it.
Don't you? It's just the Prosecco.
It's Prosecco has given me headaches.
Yeah, well, people say that with champagne. Usually didn't make
like
a banging head.
It's like a grip on the back of my neck. So I've already eliminated them.
So you're cutting out or you don't have any carbonated drinks, but you just have beer. And you'd have, what do you have your gin with, babe?
Listen, stop splitting hairs.
Do you have it with tonic?
Now you're just upsetting the baby.
I know, she's sobbing for you.
You're not just upsetting me, you're upsetting her.
Isn't that dead sad, though? Like, imagine if what was actually causing you bloating.
Could be that you just drink. But you know what? I do want, it is, isn't it? And there's some people, like you two
there'll be loads of people that drink, like, a dead good all week and feel amazing and drink loads of water and calorie count and train. And then it comes to Friday, you'd have your first bottle with the girls, then you stay out all weekend, they come in on Monday morning and go, I'm so bloated.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, babes.
Like, so let's get a piece of pen and paper. Let's go through what you've had over
these
the weekend.
My confession.
This is my confession.
Okay, the good thing about that though, right, if it is the booze that can cause you to be a bit bloated, it is only temporary. So what I'd say is the next day, or like through the day leading up to it as well, really up your water. Pair that with loads of fibrous foods. So things like whole grains, things like chickpeas, beans, fruits, veg, nuts and seeds, and get your system moving. Basically, you need to do everything to make
flush it out.
Go for a wee. Go to the toilet and you'll feel a million times better. Although when you're hungover, I don't know if you want to sit there eating nuts and
imagine,
seeds.
Imagine when you're hungover and you've got your phone in your hand and you're about to hit delivery and you go, oh, let's just run to Tesco and get some broccoli.
I've got chickpeas in the cupboard.
I've got some chickpeas in the cupboard. I'm going to go get some broccoli to go with that. Hey, I'll just be bloated for a day or two. I'm not arsed. Another thing, final thing maybe, is it? Be an investigator. Now, a lot of people go, oh, I have a food intolerance. On some cases, it could actually be that you are eating something that's not agreeing with you. So maybe, document what you're eating, remove some things that you think could be causing it. Even, go for a food intolerance test if it is something that's really reoccurring and causing problems.
I think loads of times, though, people have got a gut imbalance and they don't actually understand properly what a gut imbalance is.
Well, I started taking probiotics.
And how have you found them?
Do you know what I actually feel?
Where do you get probiotics from?
I got mine from a health food shop on Walton Road.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So around the corner
so
from
So it's something
work.
Like a health food shop.
And I just had one with dinner and it just aids in digestion. And
getting in boots as well.
Oh, and in boots, apparently Gemma's just said.
Yeah, so probiotics are things like, it's these like little trigger words that like appear in the health and fitness industry every so often. And at the moment, probiotics is one of them. They're amazing for restoring your gut health. But restoring your gut health, if you've got an imbalance, usually means that you kind of need a little bit more of something else and you need to cut out something. It might be that you're just not eating properly for your body, but be realistic with yourself. So that might not just be eating, that might be drinking. You might be bevying loads of beer all the time or gin or cocktails or Prosecco. What else was it that you drank? But if you take a probiotic, do you feel different from taking probiotics? Because you've done everything at once, like you've cut out meat
I've done quite a lot all at once. Yeah. So I have the probiotics, I have cut out meat, I've reduced my dairy to complete, practically nothing.
Yeah.
So I have done quite a few changes. So I do feel in myself a lot more energy.
Do you?
Like, I feel like...
Your skin is really good.
Well, I feel like I had a curtain over my eyes without knowing it. And then I feel like someone's took curtains away and my eyes are just looking out of clearer. Does that make sense?
My digestion is a million times better from not eating meat.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you know what, right?
I think so, because I'm actively filling my plate with more veg, though. Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, well, what am I going to be there with? That
what made you go to no meat?
I've been umming and ahhing for ages, and then speaking to Sarah, who's on our episode next week, she was really good. But then, I was never like a meat lover. The only time in my life I've ever been in the mood for meat was when I was pregnant with Lola and I wanted steak, and that was just because I was low in iron. Yeah.
No, you never. Wait there, Gemma, what did she want? We went out for dinner a few times. Oh, I'm craving lobster.
Oh, no, I've not cut off fish.
You were craving lobster, you ain't craving meat.
No, but I crave lobster all the time. I still crave lobster. I just can't afford it, so I'll have crab sticks instead.
Hey, lobster taste, crab stick money. Oh, I know, babe, get used to it.
She never cries unless I'm here, I swear to God.
She always cries in this. Do you know what it is? Attention. Yeah, she's just like
she's
you.
Getting on. Yeah, I think.
Just like you.
Oh, fuck off. Are you silly fish? Do you silly fish?
Well, right. It's calamari fish.
Squid?
No, it's seafood. It's still living. No, so I've had since.
I will save the animals all day, but if it's in the ocean, I can't see it.
Well, Jesus fed the 5,000 with fish.
Did he?
You never give them lamb.
I don't know, babe. I went to a Jewish school.
I've reduced everything. I don't really eat fish anyway. I'm not a massive fan. Yeah. But I do like prawns and I do like calamari. And I've had, on two occasions over the 3.5 weeks. No, one occasion I've had a calamari and one occasion I've had a prawns. Other than that I've had no meat kind of living thing. And, like I say, other than the custard and...
Did you suffer from bloating before you did all this?
See, well, do you know what we've just spoke about then? I go, was it just that I've been eating loads? Was I bloated or was it just being a greedy?
I think over Christmas, we're probably all guilty of saying to ourselves, oh my God, I'm so bloated. No, babe, you're just greedy. But when you actually look, okay, so bloating's caused by four things. And those four things are either... water retention, gas, sensitivities to certain types of foods. That might be that you do have an intolerance or an imbalance in your gut.
Or greed.
Okay, but then the other thing is, are you just being greedy? Yeah. Ages ago, I went to this talk about people talking about, it's like menstrual health and women through menstruation and stuff like that. And like people talking about, oh my God, I just bloat 10 times more before my period and blah, blah, blah. And actually the woman who was doing it, she said, well, actually your body can't break down things just quite as well. Can't break down the carbs and stuff before you come on. So you just need to cut it down a little bit. But what happens is before you come on, you want to binge, don't you? So your body just can't break it down.
Know, babe, do you?
Oh, yeah. I always forget you don't come on.
But do you know what? I train a couple of girls and they'll go, oh, I've had loads of chocolate or, oh, I couldn't help it. I went to, Laura? So, right, there's a girl I train called Laura. I posted on my Facebook page thing to the group I do, saying, do you like, there's them things on Instagram, the fitness doctor or something he is, and he'll post like an avocado with all this thing and it's like 900 calories, but it's all healthy, it's all raw, it's all good for you. And then it's got a McMuffin 380 calories or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I posted that up going, just because you're eating well doesn't mean you're staying in a calorie deficit. Still make sure that you're tracking and you're putting it into MyFitnessPal to make sure you know. So we were in, she was due on the other day and she went, yeah, so yesterday I took your advice on that post and I went and got a sausage McMuffin. I went, babe, that is not what I intended you for to take from this. Okay, so if you have got any questions for us, if you can send them in to us on Instagram at GailGayGym or Twitter, if you can go on Apple Podcast or Spotify, on Apple though, give us a 5-star review. Give us a little review as well. Write it down. Just go, hey, these guys are awesome.
Shit hard.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got our first little message on Instagram from someone called Healthy Choices, Healthy Life. Unreal, oh. Babe. It says, hey, on the latest podcast, you asked for what we do to keep ourselves motivated. This sounds weird, but I've made my garage into a home gym and I've hung up the dress I want to fit in. So when I'm working out, I've got a visual reminder. Oh, that's amazing. So it kind of motivates you to keep going. That's so good.
That's good. And you've got the motivation to train.
Imagine taking a bikini into the local gym.
Imagine, just going to hang this over the treadmill. No, but I think that's good. And to have the motivation to train her own, I think that's really good.
Yeah, that is amazing. Well done, babe. You.
Good on you. So we have got, I'm 40. I'm going through the menopause. Does this affect you more with losing weight? I'm struggling big time. Love your spin classes. Oh, that's got to be for me.
Yeah, it could be. Is it as you get older, you start to burn less and less calories, that your metabolic rate lowers?
Is it 10% more, though? You reduce it. It's not a great deal.
So it's not loads, but what I'd say is maybe do your calorie calculator again. Drop your calories by 10%, maybe. See if that makes a difference. Otherwise, maybe you might need to change it up a little bit. Start doing something like a bit more intense, or have a little look at your routine. Can you fit in an extra class? If you're struggling to lose weight, it's literally a case of energy in versus energy out. So as long as what you're doing day to day, you're burning more calories than what you put into your garb, Rona. Come on, you know the score, babe.
It does say, though, you become increased insulin resistance when you're on the menopause.
Our next message is from Molly Griffiths. Molly Griffiths. Hi, I'm quite new to the gym. I'm really enjoying the tips from the podcast. I'm a size 12, generally fairly slim, but carry a lot of fat on my belly that I'm trying to get rid of. I've been going to classes and then swimming alternate days. Just wondering if swimming is actually good for weight loss. Thanks. Do you know what? I find when I go swimming that I burn loads of calories. Probably more than I actually do in spin, which is shocking, but I do. If I do, like, I would say you need to get your heart rate up for a decent workout. You want to be swimming for, I would say, at least half an hour. Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Exercise that you'd enjoy is the most important thing. So if you enjoy swimming and that's how you're getting what you need from it, you know what I mean? I'd stick to it. Do what you enjoy. You're going to continue it. You'll be able to carry it on. But you've still got to watch your calories. So you said you're trying to get rid of fat off your belly. It is going to be a case of you've still got to track your calories. Obviously, the exercise is important and it's really good for your mental health as well as your body and whatever you need from it. So just be balanced the two. And we've just done a whole episode here on ways to reduce bloating. So it could have been anything we spoke about already, babe.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Not Boys.
Hey, I'm Rachel Rhodes, and you might know me from the radio or from Ibiza Weekender. And despite being on a reality TV show for two whole summers surrounded by gorgeous tanned men in shorts, I've got an ongoing problem. I am always single, and I've been racking my brains to work out what's been going oh so wrong. Of course, there's one common denominator, boys. I keep getting messed around by them, and all I want is a real man. Now, in my new podcast, Men Not Boys, me and my best mate, Melissa Reeves, we have a couple of glasses of wine and discuss all the gory details about our past relationships. This is a straight talking, no nonsense, scout siren chat. These are real life stories which actually happened to us, and we are very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you're easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, this may not be the podcast for you.
Men Not Boys from Sound Rebel. Subscribe now so you never miss an episode.